Really good records I found this past year were by the Stool Pigeons. They were a band from Boston, and they all dressed up kind of like the Paul Revere and the Raiders thing, but they did the whole British Invasion records. They did a whole record of where this came from, Billy J. Kramer. Was this Billy J. Kramer? No, this was Jerry and the Pacemakers. They did the whole Jerry and the Pacemakers called Jerry Cross the Mersey, and that was a Jerry and the Pacemakers tune. I like it. They also did a Hermits. Record, which is called Herm Britannia. I played some of that last week, too. Once again, recapping music that I found, got re-released, all that stuff. We heard Frankenstein from Subsonics. That was older. A new mashup, which I got last year, was the New Pollution Taxman, which is the Beck's New Pollution mashed together with the Beatles' Taxman. We heard from Germany some weird record I found called Julia P. and the ABC All-Stars, The Best Place to Go-Go. New from the Special Agents, Go, 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 Go Girl. And this was really a great idea. This band called the Jagaloons. And they came out with a mini record, but it was all songs, all instrumental songs based on their love for Taco Bell. And there's like songs called Baja Blast. The one I played was Chalupa Cabra, which, come on, the title alone is pretty cool. We heard Satan Says by Combustible Edison and all kinds of good stuff. So other things I found in my travels and got gifted and lifted was this really hard to listen to Jerry Lewis record. Jerry Lewis, obviously, one of the most miserable human beings ever to walk the earth. Just what a sad character. And hopefully one day they will release his album, The Clown That Cried, which he supposedly did this movie that was so awful that he did not want it released while he was alive. He did it, I think, in the 60s or 70s. And it's about him as a clown in a concentration camp during World War II. Yeah, so obviously somebody, see, when you get that popular, like a Michael Jackson or a Elvis, you can just make horrific decisions with your life, and you will have an entourage of people telling you, yeah, that's not a bad idea. You go right ahead and you do that. You go right ahead and you do that. That's what happens. Before we get into that, I got to tell you about compulsive eaters. Oh, man, eating is so much fun, though. I mean, come on, man. Why they got to do that to you? Compulsive eaters or not, eating's a good thing. I got to be blunt with you, man. Eating's awesome, okay? It is. I like eating. It's a local nonprofit organization that offers help the year round to anybody who in the community. It's a free 12-step. See, I always worry about the 12-step thing. Self-help group. If it's self-help, what are you helping me for? Quit helping me. It's self-help for anyone who has a problem with food, weight, eating, being too fat, too thin, or other food-related issues. Sad. Man. But I like eating. CEA has meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area, as well as phone meetings nationwide. For more information, call 412-225-1664 or Ironborn Pizza. Give them a call. CEAHOWPAEIEIO.org. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. It's free, it's simple, and it's delicious. All right, so back to this Jerry Lewis record. All right. I'm impressed with his amount, with his diction and his elocution on this next one. But other than that, he's just all around rotten human being. Let's dig. I'm a Little Busybody.
Busybody, though I know it's very shoddy. I insist on knowing what is going on with everybody, cause I'm such a busybody, always prying, always spying. I'm defying anyone to try to hide the facts from me. Now Mrs. Jones was with the doctor and her pulse is finally clocked, as suddenly she sees me peeking into all her friends. I'm shrieking, Mrs. Jones's valve is leaking, a mechanic she is seeking, cause her clutch needs overhauling and her motor's always stalling. Mrs. Jones, you lonesome gal, you finally lost your trade in value. Now we come to Mr. Clunky, thinks that I'm a little punk. He's always keeping up with Jones, and while I tap his telephone, I learned that they will disconnect if soon the bill they don't collect. The sheriff's gonna take it back, his brand new shiny Cadillac. So now I pass the news around that Mr. Clunk is bankrupt bound. I'm ruining his credit, and I know he won't forget it, though he thought I was a little punk that cabbage-headed. Mr. Clunk, I got the bank to fume and fret. They took his home, and better yet, they grabbed his television set, because I'm such a busybody. Little busybody, if you drink an extra toddy, I will spot it long before you bought it. I'll be pointing to your house and telling folks that you're a souse, though I admit I am a louse. It's so much fun to tell the neighbors that you're underneath the weather, and they ought to get together using you as an example to the kids of what a tramp will do if he is off the wagon. Now your reputation's dragging, cause you took an extra toddy, and I'm telling everybody that you're more than slightly dizzy. Now I've got you in the tizzy, cause I'm such a very busy little busybody. I'm the death of every party. You should hear the things I say when truth and consequence we play. I state the age of Mrs. Dunn. I tell him she is 61 and that her face is lifted and her cargo slightly shifted. There are couples kissing in the dark. I use my flashlight for a lark, and Joan is hugging Mortimer and she's engaged to Mr. Shore. I'm hiding in the cusper door and flash a light upon their face while they are locked in fond embrace, and Mr. Shore then wrecks the place. I'm such a busybody, breaking up a lovely party. Smith is on the scale and suddenly she's growing pale, for in a chorus so endearing I have got the neighbors cheering. Darling, what a lovely weight. You weigh 188. You lick the pattern off the plate and then you bleed for more to eat. You look just like a strange balloon that drifted to us from the moon, and scientists must watch their step and see if you're a secret weapon. That is how the gossip goes, and all because I stick my nose in other people's dirty clothes. A heavy-winded guy am. I don't need a breath to say goodbye, because I'm such a busy little busybody. Busy booty bee. I'm a little busybody.
I'm not afraid to die. shake hands with your own death. You'll be told the world is yours if you're prepared.
Good find for this year. That's the Mannish Boys. That was David Bowie, his first band, the Mannish Boys, doing I Pity the Fool. That's right. Yes, long before Mr. T. Before that, we heard the Masonics with Tell That to a Hungry Man. And we heard Our Man Flint by a cover version by Mark Brody and the Beaver Patrol. The Cool Greenhouse. That was new this year. I really like that band. I Lost My Head. And then, a band that I've always... Actually, this was one of my favorite bands. I still love them. Severed Heads. And that was a reissue of an album called Rotund for Success. And there was an interesting interview they had with Tom Ellard from Severed Heads. And he said one of the most amazing things about that record is that he said someone, they're from Australia, and somebody from the U.S., cheerleaders, sent them, I wish I could find this on YouTube or something. They said they did a whole cheerleading routine for their high school. This was, of course, like when that record came out, I think, late 80s, early 90s. And they said they had a whole, I'll have to see exactly what year that came out. Because there's so many Severed Head records. They actually started in the 80s, really as almost like a noise collage band. Which I like that stuff. And then they got more and more electronic. They're still doing stuff. And they actually do some really fascinating things all through their career, even though it's just Tom Ellard's the only guy left. But other than that, I'll have to see one with Time for Success. We're probably, I would say, you know what? I am going to do that right now because I got all the time in the world. Rotund for Success. And that came out in 89. There you go. That came out in 89. So how about them apples? Or how about them pumpkins? There's a big giant pumpkin on the record. Another reissue. I love reissues and box set stuff, especially when I don't have to pay for them. The one I really like, I got a really great live Pink Floyd, the Pink Floyd, this is Cymbeline, which was right around Adam Hard Mother, right, you know, that one era of I like really early Pink Floyd. It's just Dark Side of the Moon. I listened to that record, and it is, I'll tell you what makes that record such a great record is the production value. Alan Parsons engineered, produced that record, and between them and Hypnosis, if you want to see a really nice documentary, it's called Circling the Square, and it is, or Squaring the Circle, and it's a documentary on Hypnosis. And Hypnosis, HYP, on the way, they did all the album covers for Pink Floyd. They did the Dark Side of the Moon album cover. They did a lot of stuff for Led Zeppelin. They did a lot of the 10cc records. Any of the really outrageous album covers, because they did photography. For a Wings record, Paul McCartney wanted the statue, and the statue was maybe about 3-4 feet tall. He wanted it on top of a mountaintop. For Wings' greatest hits. So they got in a helicopter. They flew to the top of this mountain. You know, they could have very well easily done this in the studio. But Hypnosis. And actually, interesting, Peter Christopherson, who was one of the founders of Throbbing, was in the Psychic TV, Throbbing Gristle. And Coyle was one of the graphic designers with Hypnosis. But they did all the Pink Floyd album covers. One of the first things they did that was kind of fascinating is they wanted the album Adam Hart Mother by Pink Floyd. I forget what year that was, maybe 74. And they wanted the most boring, bland. They wanted an anti-album cover. So what Hypnosis guys, photographer and graphic artist, went out and just took a picture of a cow's butt, like the cow looking around. And it's okay, there's your album cover. We don't want any verbiage on it, just this cow looking back in this field. And it ended up getting people's attention that they were really good at finding like these strange scenarios that would sell records. And go watch the documentary. It has a lot of neat stuff. But they talk about the Dark Side of the Moon album cover, how they went about doing it. It was just really great. But anyhow, needless to say, love this live version. Cymbeline, the Pink Floyd, Zombo, In Your Brain.
and relativity is something that makes it very clear he was never gonna score like you and me. You don't know about quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Liaison to be found, that would have been a disgrace. We had to rendezvous some days on the corner of an undiscovered place. We got sick of chat, chat, chatter, and the look upon everybody's face. All that does not antimatter. Now we found ourselves a black hole out in space, and we're talking about what? Strength is a charm. Strangeness and charm. Walk, strangeness and charm. Walk, strangeness and charm. Here it comes, it goes quack, quack. Ladies, crazy about his telescope, and Galileo had a name that made his reputation higher than his hope. Did none of those astronomers discover, while they were staring out into the dark, that what the lady looks for in her lover is charm, strangeness, and quark. Quark, strangeness, and charm. Strangeness and charm. Quark, 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 strangeness and charm.
Flintstones, pick up Flintstones. There's a modern family.
best damn things to come out of Canada. Delaney Davidson, and that's from his latest record. He comes out with like 4 records a year. Just very prolific veller. And that was 10-ton, 40-foot Carnival Girl. And we're going to get into some weird stuff now. Okay, we heard Bobby Fry in 045 called Granches. Groovy Cool Hot Rod tune for You Know Who, Impala 59. And we heard Tiki Men doing Theme from the Unknown, Angry Red Planet, Ghost Train. And then we heard a smash up of the Electric Six with the Flintstones theme, and that is Gay Old Time. Hawkwind, man. I really got into Hawkwind this past year, and that's an old record, but I like that. Quirk, Strangeness, and Charm. And everything started off with David Bowie with the Manish Boys, his first band, doing I Pity the Fool. And we had the Pink Floyd doing Cymbeline live from this box set. It was probably 600 CDs and 45 million records. And it was $8,400, but I got it for nothing with a click of the internets. Sound about right in your brain. Recapping 2023, all my finds and fiends of the past year. And we are in the third quarter. We're not going to finish the third quarter today. We have about an hour of music left and 15 minutes of time left. So we will continue the third quarter going into the fourth quarter. And I think we're probably going to make it to probably mid-February. So we're not going to make it to March. I was hoping to make the recap of 2023 all the way to March, because after that, we go back into the time, themes for the radio shows. Songs about days, songs about weeks, songs about minutes, songs about years, centuries, millennia, decades, all of that. So that's all coming up, and I think there's like 5 or 6 shows, and they are going to stink. So I'm just telling you, enjoy this recap of 2023, because I am scraping the bottom of the barrel for ideas. I've been scraping them. Right now I'm into somebody else's barrel. I've been scraping the bottom of my mind for a while. There's nothing left, so I'm scraping other barrels. I'm a barrel-scraping feller, is what you might think. Let me tell you about a show here on this here station. Let me tell you about From Ipanema to the World, Brazilian music. That's right. There's about a Brazilian songs. Is arguably the number one export from Brazil. And I think it is the number one export if you're axing me. So you just go right ahead and ax me. From Empanina to the World, Empanada to the World, presents Brazilian music and information. How about that? They give you information to the listeners of RCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards, lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in the broad range about a Brazilian broads, yeah, of musical styles. Right here on this here station, WRC and the T. And let's see here. I can tell you about Democracy Now! Real quick. Now I can tell you. National Daily Independent Award-winning News Service, Democracy Now! Awards, real praise. That was the James Brown version of Democracy Now! All right, now getting into the weird. I'm going to weird you out. Okay, we're just all over the place today because recapping a lot of, and like I'm saying, my tastes in music, I am, you could just call me a old-fashioned music geek. You know, that's what I am, just a music geek, you know, and just I like all kinds of music, but it's got to have the zombleness. And every now and then I'll find weird 45s. Time to get into the weird 45s. There's the front side and the back side of this 45 is nuts. So let's give this bad boy a listen. Found this year, The Nose by Frank Perry and the Busy Bees.
You've got the cutest nose, small and funny. It often quivers like a cuddly little bunny. And into other people's business it goes. But how I love it, your funny little nose. Some noses crinkle up just when we pose. And then there's our old friend Bob Hope, who has a ski nose. And don't forget
get Durante, his nozzle gleams, and every boxer has a broken nose, it seems. The nose is our third sense, a keen conception of smell, you know. Even a bird knows when danger is near because his nose tells him so. A lady's perfume makes her presence known to one and all. And after a shave in a barber shop, that manly odor makes a guy feel 10 feet tall. The nose gives us warning. It helps us pick out our favorite food. Everyone knows that the nose knows best, so be careful and treat it good. The nose senses everything, and that's the way it goes. So whatever you do, consult your nose, because the nose knows. Each nose is special to the face it grows on. Take Danny Thomas, his nose, one could hang their clothes on. And when it's eating time, our nose knows it all. So let it guide you, the nose is on the ball. The nose is our third sense, a keen conception of smell, you know. Even a bird knows when danger is near, because his nose tells him so. A lady's perfume makes her presence known to one and all. And after a shave in a barber shop, that manly odor makes a guy feel 10 feet tall. The nose gives us warning. It helps us pick out our favorite food. Everyone knows that the nose knows best, so be careful and treat it good. The nose senses everything, and that's the way it goes. So whatever you do, consult your nose, because the nose knows. The nose knows. The nose knows. First, a bowler must join a team, for without a team, what would winning mean? Swing that ball down the alley, hear the applause, that's a bowler's glee. His approach sure can help a lot, proving what he's got puts him on the spot. He will aim for a full strike, spares are okay, hit the head pin right. You're sure to see a bowler's glee when he makes a winning score. Every frame is gold, and his teammates know that he's good for 200 or more. Yes, their win is all as they roll that ball for a cheering crowd to see. The challenge is won, the game is over and done, it's a bowler's glee. In a tournament, one can't fake. With a cup at stake, one needs every break. Teams don't want any washouts, railroads or splits. 1 in 5 bring shouts. You're sure to see a bowler's glee when he makes a winning score. Every frame is gold when his teammates know that he's good for 200 or more. Yes, they're winners all as they roll that ball for a cheering crowd to see. The challenge is won, the game is over and done, it's a bowler's glee. Chahi, chahi, bowler's glee. Chahi, chahi, bowler's glee. Chahi, chahi, bowler's glee. Chahi, chahi, bowler's glee. Chahi, chahi.
Just the other day, I was a kid hard at play. I was having the best time of my life. Did not need much for my fun, just my little wooden gun, with no worries of a girlfriend or a wife. dodgy, but I was having fun. Bang, 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 with my little wooden gun. Bang, 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 I'm a-running and I'm playing. I mean every word I'm saying, Mr. Batman, bang. I got you, bang, bang, fighting over who shot who. Bang, 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 no, 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 I got you. Bang, 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 I'm a-crawling and I'm falling, yet I'm happy cause I'm calling Mr. Batman, bang. I got you, bang, bang, yeah, engines, engines, holy gee. Boy, oh boy, they're after me, but they won't get me, you'll see. Cause I've got my little wooden gun with me. Oh yeah, you can try to cheat. Bang, 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 but you're never gonna beat. Bang, 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 I'm a rootin', lootin', tootin', shootin' cowboy, and I'll get you, Mr. Batman, bang. I got you, bang, bang. Bang, 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 I'm a rootin', hootin', tootin', shootin' cowboy, and I'll get you, Mr. Batman, bang. I got you, bang, bang, I'm a rootin', hootin', tootin', shootin' cowboy, and I'll get you, Mr. Batman, bang. I got you, bang, bang, I'm a rootin'.
These wonder drugs are wonderful, the miracles they do. These tiny pills can cure most ills, even before they start. Why can't they find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart? When teardrops start to fall in, the symptoms plain to see. You just can't win, you know you're in for chronic misery. Of all the doctors in the world, there must be one so smart that he can find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart. Now, alcohol won't help at all, but some folks think it will. It numbs the brain, but leaves pain of heartaches lingering still. And penicillin's fine for killing lots of things that start. Why can't they find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart? Though it's not often fatal, it causes great despair. It lasts for years and brings on tears almost too great to bear. I'd like to talk to Dr. Salk, see if he won't start to try to find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart.
So there, there's a handful of weird records. Doesn't matter what they are. Doesn't matter who did them. Nah, I'm not even going to tell you. Doesn't even matter. Here's one of the weirdest ones. I remain in your brain. Here's a mother's poem. Zombo, recapping 2023. Here's the weird stuff.
I'm a lonely old woman, as alone as can be. No other one face do I often see. I can't do much, as you can see. I do what I can do, and then sit down on one end of the couch most of the time.
Mother's poem.
But when I'm gone, it will be alone.
When I'm gone,
I'll be with them that have gone on for now, and I've gone home.
Alone.
The kids say, don't sit there. That is Graham's. So now it is alone. but please don't. It's no more mine. And please, kid, don't all try to sit there all at one time. It's 12 years now that I've been free.
I've been free.
Sometimes I thought I might take a man and settle down. But always before me, my husband's face I can see. Saying, Mom,
please don't do that to me.
He's not alone, for he's gone home. Before he went away, we'd say, no one can ever take your place. And that's why now before me, I always see his face. My husband never gave me a wedding ring.
A wedding ring.
But in my mind, I'm wearing an imaginary thing on my hand.
On my hand.
It is real to me, whether anyone else can see.
Whether anyone else can see.
It's purest gold to me and always will be.
Always will be.
I miss him more every day that he's gone. But I know he's at rest, for he's gone home. And I hope he's thinking of me here. But I wouldn't want him to worry about me being alone. For soon I'll be joining him in his heavenly home.
Joining
we pray when Jesus comes to claim his own. That we may be able to join him around his white throne. Come on, children, and go with us. For we'll be looking for you there. And don't disappoint us as many times as I've been here. Come on up to this glory land where you can be free. Leave all your trials behind you here. Come on up and see.
Come on up and see.
Please don't wait until he says it's too late. Just look up to him and be saved. While it is today, time is running out. We should be on our way. Amen. Amen. Soon we'll look up and it'll be raining fire on this ground. And we'll ask ourselves, where have we gone wrong? Jesus is coming down with a new...
D.T. Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1940.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We had incredible bipartisan support because we flexed our muscles and set those demands and made them have to agree with us, even to cut their own pay and to ban stock buybacks.
They have money and control. We have the power. We exercise the power. We take control. We take the money.
That's Sarah Nelson, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Sarah Nelson on union power. There's power in a union. Is not just an empty slogan or the title of a song. It's a shared reality for many working people. When labor organizes itself into a union, it can exert power over bosses. It can demand higher wages and better working conditions and benefits. The CEO class offer workers crumbs while pocketing the big bucks in salaries, bonuses, and stock options for themselves. The propaganda system is largely under the control of ruling elites and big business. Thus, unions are painted negatively. However, a Gallup poll shows that union support among workers has increased significantly in recent years. From Amazon to Starbucks to Kaiser to postal workers in Canada, there has been an upsurge in workers going on strike and unionization. Solidarity makes a difference. Our guest today is Sarah Nelson. She's the president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union. She has long been an advocate for workers' rights and unions. InStyle magazine named her as one of its 50 badass women. She spoke at the University of Oregon in Eugene in mid-November 2024. And now, Sarah Nelson, Union Power.
So I do typically start off as an organizer talking about how I got involved. You know, I grew up here in Oregon, and I also grew up in a home with a religion that was started by a woman, Mary Baker Eddy. And I really think it's just important that I share some of this, because when I was growing up, I didn't really have any sense that because I was a girl, I had any less opportunity to contribute to this world as a little boy. Because Mrs. Eddy taught us that male and female qualities are both necessary to express the full expression of God. And that you really can't celebrate one type of quality without understanding that they all go together to form the whole being. Mrs. Eddy also taught us that error is what you see when something is out of sorts. And you shouldn't give this thing attention. You need to cast it aside and focus on what's real. And so I'll come back to that in a little bit. But as I was growing up and in fourth grade in Mr. Parker's classroom, he asked all the little fourth grade students, what do you want to be when you grow up? And of course, a lot of kids had different answers.